The CDC says that nearly all of the ingredients in COVID shots are just ingredients found in many foods, fats, sugar, and salts. Independent scientists, however, find undeclared ingredients in the vials, such as metals. Today, it's my honor to speak with Dr. Mark Trotsky of Canada, a highly credentialed physician who has been practicing emergency medicine for the past 25 years.
So this was, they're called the German Working Group. Given what happens and has happened over the last 2 years to lawful, ethical scientists and doctors who do our job and tell the truth, more than 60 scientists and other experts, from mathematicians to lawyers to doctors, in terms of analyzing these injections, you can only say are mislabeled as vaccines. So they looked at Moderna, the Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and they analyzed the blood. And again, this was done in many laboratories in many countries, not just Germany. And their findings are quite profound. What we found is the sort of stuff that would be the messenger RNA, like that, what we call a proteinaceous compound in our simple analysis, there's a lot more there than there should be. Which means one of two things: either it's a dirty injection, in other words, like, oh, a lot of extra byproducts, or it could also mean there's a lot of extra genetic stuff in there they're not telling us. But then moving over to the German working group, there are visible, you can see with light microscope, there are pieces of metal, like metal shards. Now, these pieces of metal are far too large to be allowable as a simple contaminant. The source of them, I don't know. I don't speculate, but I'll tell you the last thing you want floating around your bloodstream. Well, no, there's worse things, and they're in these injections. But something you definitely don't want floating around your bloodstream is chunks of metal. There's quite a collection of undeclared substances, right? And so AstraZeneca, BioNTech, Pfizer, and Moderna, they all contained alkali metals, cesium and potassium. Okay, potassium doesn't scare me too much, so I don't want cesium in my blood. Contain the alkaline earth metals, calcium and barium. I'm a little reluctant on the barium. Cobalt, which is a transition metal, some iron, some chromium and titanium. There were the rare earth metals, cerium and gadolinium. There was aluminum. And then there was also silicone and sulfur. Now, none of these ingredients were declared by the manufacturers. They're not even listed on the ingredient list. There's no molecules listed on the ingredients that it should have these atoms. There's so much poisonous stuff in these injections. It's unbelievable. And I'll be honest, literally what is supposed to be in them is just as scary as the stuff that's there that shouldn't be in them. We've never shot people up with crazy cocktails like this, you know? So it's sort of like, you know, what happens when all these things interact, you know? We don't know.
The German scientists were actually analyzing not only vials, but as we discussed, they analyzed blood samples of vaccinated and unvaccinated people, and their artificial intelligence was able to see the difference, and it was 98% accuracy, I believe, that the AI was able to distinguish between the blood of the vaccinated and unvaccinated people. Please tell us about it.
The thing that we consistently see, and that the German working group saw as well, is changes in the red blood cells in a couple of things. They seem to stick together, that the cells, where cells should move smoothly by each other, you know, they're grabbing onto each other. They're snagging to each other. And so this is quite consistent. Another thing that was consistent is when you take the blood and you look at it on the slide and you keep analyzing it, you know, over time, every half hour or hour, and you keep looking at it, you see that the red blood cell of the injection victims, it deteriorates and the cells die much quicker than they do for someone who has not been, you know, coerced into these injections. And then you even see in some cases the extreme, which is called Rollo formation. And Rollo formation is just really the extreme end of the spectrum of red blood cells sticking together. Now, to understand how damaging that is, I mean, red blood cells need to actually, when you get, you know, when your blood is pumped out from your heart, it goes into your biggest arteries, your aorta, it goes into smaller arteries, goes into smaller and smaller arteries, but at some point it has to reach all of your tissue. And in the end, you're in tiny capillaries where the red blood cells have to be able to line up single file and move through slowly. But but when you have cells sticking together and you have cells snagging to the walls of the vessels, this is a very bad thing. This is a deadly thing. There's pathways called reverse transcriptase. So the process of transcription is the process of taking the DNA and making the messenger RNA. Reverse transcriptase is the opposite, where messenger RNA can change the genetic code of the person. So we suspect this happens to some people at least. And in that case, how long will the body keep producing spike protein? Well, I think it depends how long the victim survives. What we say to our friends, loved ones, and fellow citizens who've been injected, like, of course, you were lied to and coerced, we all were. Don't take any more of these injections. In fact, given how nefarious their behavior has been, I wouldn't take anything from these people. Get on the detoxification programs and join the call for justice and human rights to return.